now on Morning Ireland. Let's find out what it says in the papers from John S. Doyle.
Dublin Airport is still the main story for most papers after the long delays for those trying to fly out last weekend. Passengers braced for holiday chaos, says the Irish News lead headline, looking ahead to the bank holiday weekend. The Irish Independent says that the airport will head into the June bank holiday with staff levels at just 70% of where they were before the pandemic. The Irish Examiner reports that Dublin Airport is to be hit with more than 1,000 compensation claims from passengers who missed flights. In the Irish Daily Mirror, Ciara Phelan writes that blundering Dublin Airport chiefs have been told by the government, fix the chaos by the bank holiday weekend. Gate it, sort it, says the headline. They are already doing so, according to the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. The paper reports that finance staff and IT workers are stacking trays and sorting out passenger queues. Some of the 600 staff have been offered triple time off to take over security staff roles, and even the chief executive of the Dublin Airport Authority, Dalton Phillips, has joined staff working on the floor, the paper says. The Irish Times reports that politicians were reassured that the airport was making positive progress on key areas, including security queuing, just days before the chaotic scenes last weekend. But the Times leads with a story about corporation tax. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has warned that as much as €9 billion, or 60% of the government corporation tax take, may be temporary, meaning that it cannot be counted on in the future. Owen Burke Kennedy writes that the council says the government is over-relying on volatile corporation tax receipts. It suggests that the government could unwind this over-reliance by rebuilding the so-called rainy day fund or by paying down debt. The Irish Daily Star's front page carries photographs of five men, four of whom were convicted of the rape of a 17-year-old girl and one who was convicted of sexual assault. Large photographs of Lisa Smith dominate the front pages of The Times and Independent after she was found guilty of membership of Islamic State by the Special Criminal Court, but not guilty of a charge of funding terrorism. In The Independent, Catherine Fagan writes at length about what the paper calls the transformation of Lisa Smith from party girl to ISIS bride. The Examiner's front page photograph by Finbar O'Rourke shows two people up to their necks in potatoes, a sort of spud version of a Beckett play. The two are Bord Bia Chief Executive Tara Fitzpatrick and Tom Arnold, the government's special envoy on food systems. They were officially opening the 11th World Potato Congress, which is taking place in Ireland for the first time.